Awesome. We're going to watch a video clip in just a moment, but I just want to give you some context. Raise your hand if you've seen the Back to the Future movies. The Back to the Future movies. They are classics. If you haven't seen them, highly recommend. Highly recommend. Okay, so the video clip that we're about to watch is when our main character, Marty McFly, now the whole premise of Back to the Future is that he's travelled back to in time and he wants to get back to his future, which is his present. It's a bit complicated, but don't worry about that. At the moment, Marty McFly is in the 1950s and he's at a high school dance. And he gets the opportunity to play some music for the high school dance because the guitarist has injured his hand, so he steps in. But obviously his idea of music is considerably different to the 1950s style of music because he is from, what, 1980s?
Must be the 1980s.
He's from the 1980s. So this video clip shows a little bit about how that went down. Let's take a look.
Well, it's an oldie where I come from. Alright guys, so this is a blues riff and beat. Watch me for the changes and try to keep up, okay? Guess you guys aren't ready for that yet. But your kids are gonna love it.
Awesome.
Keep Marty McFly in your mind, because we're gonna come back to him in just a minute. Do you know, somebody once asked Jesus, what's the most important command of all? What's the most important thing for us to do? Does anyone know what he told them? To love the God with all your heart and your mind and your soul. Absolutely right. Fantastic. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And when we talk about worship, we're talking about showing God that we love him. That's what worship is. It's expressing our love to God. So it's not surprising, I think, that when we look in the Bible at the way people worshipped, and the different ways that people worshipped, we find people worshipping with all their heart, and with all their soul, and with all their mind, and with everything that they are. The worship came from every part of them, because and it was excited, and it was heartfelt, because God is so good and he's worth it. In the Bible, people sometimes worshipped by laying down with their faces down on the ground because God is so mighty. Sometimes they worship by dancing and waving because he's so good. Sometimes they worshipped in silence because God is awe-inspiring. And they worship by shouting, and they worship with all kinds of musical instruments. But just because they couldn't hold it in. It was something that needed to come out of them. There was a man called David who was the king of Israel. And while he was the king, there was a big celebration for all God's people because a very special object was being brought to the city of Jerusalem, which was the capital city. And this object was called the Ark of the Covenant. And it was a big and beautiful wooden box. And inside it, they kept the Ten Commandments, and they kept some other items that reminded them about how much God loved them and how special they were to him. And it was an incredibly special object because it was the symbol to all the people. It was the symbol of God being with them. And when they brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, the Bible says that David danced before the Lord with all his might. That was how he worshipped. He danced with all his might. And all the people were cheering and shouting. But when David got home that night, his wife Michal sneered at him. And she said, "Pah, you made a fool of yourself today, dancing about, not caring what you look like. You didn't look dignified like a king. You looked daft like a commoner." But David said, "I will celebrate before the Lord. Even if I look undignified, I don't mind, because it's for God." So which of the two of them do you think understood worship? This is a participatory service, ladies and gentlemen. Please feel free to join in. Which of the two of them do you think, yeah, go on.
David.
Obviously it was David. Michal just didn't get it, did it? But you know, the problem is, in church, I think that a lot of the time we worship a bit more like Michal than we do like David. We have worship block. It's like a little worry voice inside us that says, if you really worship, if you let go, if you fall down on your knees in the middle of a worship song, or raise your hands, or cry, or laugh, or dance, or celebrate, you are going to have a Marty McFly moment. Because you are going to look up from your worshipping, and everybody else in the room is going to be looking at you saying, what do they think they're doing? We have an inner fear that holds us back, and so we get worship block. And the crazy thing is that if you go to a football match, and if your team scores, you go, yes! I've seen grown men knock light bulbs out of lights when somebody's kicked a ball into a piece of netting. It's embarrassing. But we don't hold back. If you go to a concert and your favourite band comes on stage, well, at least if it's Toby or me, we cheer, we wave, we shout. We don't hold back. But when we come to church and celebrate the fact that the God of the universe sent his only son to die to us so that we could be forgiven and we could be free and we could be adopted into his family and we could be blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ, we stand up and sing, hallelujah. It's bizarre, isn't it? We have worship block. We have worship block. At least, I think some of us do, and I'm going to be really honest with you here. I think it's a British thing. I've worshipped in churches in India. I've worshipped in churches in the Philippines. I've worshipped in churches in a number of different countries in Africa. And I can tell you, they don't have worship block in the way that we do. They don't hold back in the way we do. Wouldn't it be good if God set us free just a little bit? So it's not welcome to England. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be good if God set us free? Wouldn't it be amazing if we rediscovered how to worship with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul? At least just a little bit more. Well, I'm not saying suddenly become an extrovert Pentecostal if you're an introvert Baptist. That's not what I'm saying. But just a little step in that direction. If we learn to worship with a little bit more of our heart and a little bit more of our soul and a little bit more of our minds. Do you think that's something we could give a go? Yeah. I'm glad you said yes, because otherwise the rest of the service is going to be a little bit uncomfortable. Fantastic. I want to pray. I'd like to pray for all of us. And I want to pray that God's going to set us free to be able to be a little bit more open in our worship. So actually, if you feel able, I'm going to ask you to stand, because I've talked for 5 minutes and you're probably half asleep now. So please stand if you feel able. And let's pray and ask God to do something in us, shall we? Oh, Lord God, we do love you. But sometimes we get really self-conscious. Sometimes we get more focused on what the people around us are thinking than we do on what you're thinking. Sometimes our hearts want to let go and really worship you like our favourite team's just scored a goal, but we find it really difficult to do. And so I want to pray, Father God, that you would release us from that self-consciousness. That you would set us free from that inner embarrassment. That you would set us free from the worry of what other people might think about us. Not so that we can become someone different from who we are, but so we can be fully who you have made us to be. And so, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would come and that you would take away self-consciousness and enable us to fully worship you. And now I want to pray that you would release a spirit of praise in us. And as we pray, maybe you could just put a hand on the shoulder of the person next to you and say, Lord God, give this person a spirit of praise. Could you do that? And then turn the other way and pray the same thing for them. Lord God, give this person a spirit of praise. And then just have a look around and see who looks most like they need a spirit of praise this morning, and lay a hand on their shoulder and say, Lord God, give this person a spirit of praise. God answers prayers, you know. God answers those prayers. So he's going to start doing that. Do you want to take your seats again? And we're going to come back to that psalm that we looked at a few minutes ago. We're going to read through this again. Ellen and I are going to read it to you. The words are going to be up on the screen. But I want you to look out for something. And again, this is not just the children. This is everybody. Every time the psalm mentions a different way of worshipping, I want you to shout out, that's worship, because there are loads and loads of different ways of worshipping mentioned in this psalm. So every time we come to one, can you shout out, that's worship, so we can notice all the different ways of worshipping that it talks about.
Okay, are we ready? Sing to the Lord a new song.
Yeah, it is. That's not. Don't get too enthusiastic. By his right hand and holy arm, he has won the victory.
The Lord has made known his power to save. He has shown the other nations his victory for his people.
He has remembered his love and his loyalty to the people of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen God's power to save.
Shout with joy to the Lord. That is worship. Well done. All the earth, burst into songs and make music.
Make music to the Lord with harps. With harps and the sound of singing.
Blow the trumpets and the sheep's horns. Shout for joy.
That's worship.
To the Lord the King.
Let the sea and everything in it shout.
That's worship.
Let the world and everyone in it sing.
That's worship.
Let the rivers clap their hands.
That's worship!
You are getting the hang of this now. Let the mountains sing together for joy.
That's worship!
Let them sing before the Lord. Because he is coming to judge the world.
He will judge the world fairly. He will judge the peoples with fairness. And we're not quite at the end. We've got one more thing we'd like to do. We want to come back to Psalm 98 one more time and read it through a third time. Last time, I asked you to look out for all the things in the psalm that are ways of worshipping and to shout out, that's worship. This time, I'd like you to look out for something different. I'd like you to look out for all the reasons why we might worship God. And when you hear one, can you shout, that's why? That's why we worship.
Okay. Sing to the Lord a new song, because he has done miracles. That's why.
By his right hand and holy arm, he has won the victory.
That's why.
The Lord has made known his power to save. He has shown the other nations his victory for his people.
That's why!
He has remembered his love. And his loyalty to the people of Israel.
That's why!
All the ends of the earth have seen God's power to save.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into songs and make music.
Make music to the Lord with harps and the sound of singing.
Blow the trumpets and the sheep's horns. Shout for joy to the Lord, the King.
Let the sea and everything in it shout. Let the world and everyone in it sing.
Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy.
Let them sing before the Lord, because he is coming to judge the world.
That's right. He will judge the world fairly. He will judge the peoples with fairness.
That's why.
That's why. I'm going to get you to think again for 1 minute. All those different wonderful reasons why we worship God. But what are your reasons for worshipping God today? And this is another time for you, if you would like to sit and think quietly by yourself, take a minute to do that. But if you're here with somebody else, and particularly if you're a young person here with an adult, have a talk together about why you might want to worship God. What are your reasons? And they might be things like in the psalm that apply to everybody. They might be really private reasons. Something has happened to me. God's answered a prayer. So I've seen myself something of God's goodness, and that's why I want to worship him today. So 1 minute to have a think about why, the reasons you might want to worship God today. Have a quiet chat or have a quiet think. I'm not going to ask you to share.